Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the fifth Sunday of Easter, and from New Zealand we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching today is entitled, I Am the Vine, Abide in Me.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in them will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. And this is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Anyone who loves the Gospel of John will find this seasonal time from Easter to Pentecost an absolute feast. John's Gospel attracts the readers like bees to a honeypot. Intimate relationships are expressed, especially through the I am statements of Jesus, in words such as stay, remain, live, dwell, make your home, and I think most beautiful of all, abide. We have already heard in the last few Sundays the word abide, as it is found in the reciprocal abiding between Jesus and his disciples in the Eucharist, the bread of life. In today's reading, the word abide is like a mantra suggesting deep, continuous union with Jesus. Now Jesus has assured his friends he would be with them always. In the image of the vine and branches, he tells them how. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. The Father and I are one. And just as there is oneness between them, Jesus wants his disciples, and us of course, to be one with him. This imagery holds joy and pain. As we know, any intimate relationship holds joy and pain. The I am statements of John's Gospel refer back to the I am of the Exodus, when God revealed his name to Moses. I am. Jesus is making sure his disciples come to know that he is God present to them, ready to be whatever they need. In the I am statements, Jesus shows his friends he came not to burden, but to carry them, not to scatter, but gather them. He doesn't just give bread, he is bread. I am the bread of life. The image of the vine is a good one for the seasons of nature. Here in New Zealand, it is autumn when we are listening to these readings of new life, resurrected life. The vines are all glorious colours at the moment. However, once the winds begin to blow, the leaves fall from the vines. They really don't have to do anything but surrender. But alas, there are always some which hold on tenaciously. This is all part of the pruning for which Jesus tells us his Father, the vine dresser, takes responsibility. When I was pondering this reading in preparation to preach today, a very dear friend who has green fingers came to my door and began talking about this gospel. She told me that when she sees a storm coming, she hurries outside to her vines and prunes them so they won't be hurt so much by the storm. Sounded a little like Jesus to me. Jesus is always inviting us to come closer, especially when we are afraid and anxious. Yet another paradox, when Jesus speaks to us, the more afraid we are, the closer we need to be. I imagine my friend, who knows her garden very well, also knows which plants to prune in an emergency and which ones need a form of careful shelter. I am the true vine is the last of the I am statements. I pray that the closeness between the life in the vine and the branches will mirror the closeness Jesus has with us and we with him and his Father. May we listen to his voice. No wonder he added, "Without me, you can do nothing."